Ride, another edition of Radio Waves after a week off. How was your vacation, Richard?
It was wonderful. Vacations are always wonderful.
But short, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Even though you were on vacation, you did a column last week, which we did not cover, but we kind of did because the lead story was the Mark Thompson departure, which we covered pretty fully in our last episode of this.
And yeah, I heard Dave Beezing, a programmer, was hiding in his office for a while.
Yeah.
I actually called one time. I called his personal number, and someone else answered, which has never happened.
Wow.
I said, what are you doing, screening calls? He goes, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. The other parts, there were two other interesting things in last week's column, which I want to touch on, because the first one sort of relates to this week's column. He did sort of a profile of Michael Levine.
Yeah.
Who is Saul Levine's son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he is the program director of Go Country?
Yes, yes.
Tell us a little bit of a bit more about Michael Levine.
Well, he just got selected as program director. And, you know, it's one of those cases where, hey, is it just in the family? Was he selected because it's in the family? And there probably is some truth to that.
Right.
Tanya Campos was the old programmer. She was there for a long time. I think it surprised her that she was let go.
Right.
But, you know, they've done that before where someone just suddenly, Saul decides that he wants to make a change. And being a small station, small group, you know, he only owns a handful of stations.
Right.
That's probably more likely to happen just because if he gets something that he's thinking in
sure.
his head. And while I feel bad for Tanya, because she, I think, did a pretty good job,
right.
The one thing that's good about it is I'm hoping that it puts a spark into Michael so that he has the same type of enthusiasm toward radio that his dad does. Because
Well, he grew up in a radio family.
Yeah, he grows up in a radio family. Yeah. The guy, Saul put the station on the air in 1959 or
wow.
something like that. And the question is, what happens after Saul passes?
Mm.
You know, and he's in great shape. He goes to the building. He walks up the stairs to the third floor himself. He never uses an elevator. It's probably right. one of the reasons he's in good shape.
Right.
But, you know, no one lives forever. So I'm hoping that Michael and the daughter, and I can't think of her name right now, but I hope that they both have radio in their blood so that this will keep going.
Right.
I'd hate to see the stations go to someone who just doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, exactly. And you pointed out in your article, it's kind of subtle in the article, but you point out that Saul could have dissolved these properties
oh, yeah.
years ago at a time when radio was big business
yeah.
and he could have got rid of those stations.
Oh, yeah. He was offered a huge amount by, I think, Clear Channel at the time.
And money you can't get today.
Right, right. Probably more than you could get today, although with inflation, maybe it would work out. But
right.
he was offered, I don't know, it had to be millions of dollars, I'm assuming, for that
Just goes
for
to
that
show
signal.
How much he loves
and,
radio.
Well, yeah. And here's the best part. According to legend,
right.
He apparently set up a meeting in Burbank, and he did not have to do this. He apparently set up a meeting in Burbank just to go in and say no.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. Yeah, that sounds like him. But, well, he's one of the great Ma and Pa's. That's
yeah,
for sure.
He's the last of a breed. And
absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Now, also in last week's column, I can't let this go because we've touched on this in the past.
Yes.
The Radio Advertising Bureau, which is what is their function?
I don't really know. It's kind of like a marketing arm for radio, I guess.
To say how great radio
yeah,
is and everything.
Yeah.
Well, they've decided they're going to drop one of their duties, right?
Yeah,
and that is?
Reporting ad revenue.
It's laughable just saying it, isn't it? It's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I guess they're tired of saying, "Up, it's down again."
Yeah, exactly. Or they could be like the Southern California broadcasting guy and just say how great it is,
yes.
even though it isn't.
Well, that's what you do.
Yeah.
When you don't have the data to back it up, and now they don't,
right.
they can just say, "Oh, we're doing great. Everything's wonderful. Just put your head in the sand long enough and be fine."
This week's column, let's go back to the Levine family. What's going on over there with their clump of stations? They've got so many stations, it's hard to keep track of them
all. It's funny because this one story was going to be released a while back. They are changing the format on 1260 back to standards.
Wow.
It's been classical. I didn't realize it had been this long. It's been about 5 years. And, you know, Saul did that because he just loves classical music and he wanted to hear it and he wants others to hear it. But it just hasn't made any money. You know, he said that the stations, I said, what are you doing? You know, you love classical. And he writes back saying, only a fool would keep losing this much money.
Oh,
after
right.
doing it. So,
but is that a format that'll raise money, you think?
Well, it's harder for the seller to do it, obviously.
Right.
You know, sports is the one that, for some reason, automatically attracts the beer ads and things
right.
like that.
Right.
But it's also a dedicated audience. So, yeah, I think they could actually make money. I think they were making money when they were doing it before.
Right, right. So the classical is still on the HD3
Yeah, classical
signal?
Will stay on HD2 because
okay.
he wants the higher fidelity. And the adult standards, which are coming back, and he says it's going to be much more modern. They're going to try to use recordings from more recent times. And, you know, some of the newer artists.
That's right.
To me, it's kind of what KLAC tried to do when my mind's blanking on his name.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
You
the
got
programmer.
Me. You got me.
Martini in the morning. What's
oh,
his name?
Yeah. What is,
what
his,
is
name?
His real name? Oh, my God. Anyway, Brad Chambers.
There you go.
When Brad Chambers was doing that, that was kind of the goal there, is to bring more people into the format by playing some of the newer stuff. And it was successful. People forget that was actually the last good ratings KLAC had.
Right.
And 690, that was the last good ratings they had.
Now, the other part of your article spotlights an absolute legend in Southern California.
Yeah.
And I noticed on the note to me that he said he'd be interested in doing an interview.
Yeah, yeah.
Paul Freeman.
Paul Freeman, who has not been off the air apparently ever since he came to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Started in, I'm counting KZY as Los Angeles because it came
oh,
in where I lived.
But, yeah.
So basically 1970 he's been on the air. Continuously.
And he has not left the air.
He hasn't left the air.
Wow.
Maybe for short times. Remember when KZLA went off the air?
Sure.
And then he went to Dial Global, which was West... Well, I want to say Westwood One before that, but I'm not sure.
Hard to say.
But he was on the country format there. I don't know if they had a local affiliate, so I don't know if you can say he was on the air in Los Angeles continuously.
But he's been active.
He pretty much had a job the whole time and was on the air, you know, 99.9% of the time.
Wow, amazing.
And then Dial Global was the product provider. They provided the format when Go Country first went to country in, remember when they first did it? It was AM only.
Right.
And then they put it on the FM and it was still Dial. And then they actually worked out a deal where Paul, the only one from Dial would do this, Paul would do his show live from the Go Country studios.
Wow.
And then when the contract ran out, they just hired him. So.
And he has been at Go Country since 2007.
Yeah.
And
now
he's retiring.
Yeah, he's retiring. It's on his own terms. He told me definitely it's him doing it. His ratings were still good. Saul even said the other day, hey, you've had the ratings there pretty much the whole time. And he's doing it to spend more time with family. He has five brothers and sisters, and he wants to spend quality time with them while they still can.
And 9 years at any station is considered a great career.
Yeah, well, it's funny. 9 years there. How many years at KISS FM?
Right, exactly.
I mean, he was there through multiple programmers and formats there.
Amazing.
Because he was there from 76 to 86?
Right.
Am I thinking right? So,
wow.
You know, 10 years there. Then, and that was... God, he suffered through the disco era.
Well, we got to hook that up with an interview with him because I think he'd be a great storyteller.
He's one of those guys. He's only worked in radio.
Wow.
He set up something in his basement when he was young, had a little low-watt transmitter broadcast to his neighborhood. And then he happened to know someone at a local station where he went in and read the news, got a job there. And it was continuous since then, since he was a junior in high school.
And you're telling me he still has a studio in his home that he will probably do the interview from.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right, stuff that isn't in your column, that will be in next week's column.
The return of Heidi, Frosty, and Frank.
Yeah, where'd they grab Frosty from?
I guess he was doing his podcast. I thought he got tired of it. I thought he'd never go back.
I thought that was the case, too, but they must have offered him some money. So that's... When's that start?
Which also means, by the way, that it kind of got buried in that news, but that also means that Heidi and Frank were re-upped.
Right.
So they're staying with KLOS.
So that'll be in your next column. Paraquat Kelly, who has severe multiple sclerosis, is being sort of honored this week.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be, I don't know how they're going to get him up there, but he's going to supposedly be in the press box at the Rams game this Saturday, the 20th. to announce the starting lineup for the LA Rams.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a tribute to him and a tribute to his father, Bob Kelly, who was the Rams announcer back in the day.
Yeah.
So you should tune into that. And I don't think it's going to be on the sound this week, right? Or do we know?
They're running everything on the sound.
Okay, so it'll be on the sound. Then
I tuned in and heard the crappy program they were running last Saturday. Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that in the future because there's a lot to talk about there.
And they didn't even mention the sound. Everything was ESPN Radio 710. It was a total simulcast.
Right. Well, and speaking of KMET and speaking of people getting back together again, we've been talking. It sounds like we're on the payroll at KZAP, but I don't think KZAP in Sacramento has a payroll.
They have no payroll.
They have no payroll, but they do now have, starting Labor Day, Jeff Gonzer and Ace Young in the mornings.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I am locked in that station. I love that station to death. The music they play is just like KMET would be today if it was still around.
Right.
It's really, really good. And hearing both of them in the morning, and they've set it up. I don't know how they're doing it because I don't think Jeff Gonzer has left his La Jolla home.
I don't think so.
To go to Sacramento.
I've been to La Jolla. He's not going to move.
No. And Ace is in Sacramento, so they've got some sort of hookup. Maybe we'll get somebody from the station on the line and talk about that a little more. But they've been able to interact and talk on the air together.
The stuff you can do with the modern technology is just amazing. I mean, a lot of people didn't realize Mark Thompson was doing his show from North Carolina most of the time.
Right. So anyway, Jeff and Ace in the morning, it'll be awesome. He's on this week, in fact, filling in for somebody that is about to lose his morning gig, I guess. So anyway, we covered a lot there. We covered two columns, and we're not on vacation for a while now, right?
Theoretically,
okay.
Yeah. You never know, because I may be called at any moment to take the afternoon shift over at the Sound. They may be moving someone else. I think it was Cynthia Fox was on the other day.
Okay.
So it could be that I take, like the evening shift.
You're waiting by the phone, I know.
Oh, yeah. I carry it with me all the time.
Good. Well, I'll see you next week.
All right.